For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith with this week's corrupt cop story for the Drug Truth Network. This week we go to Hawaii, where Honolulu Police Officer Harold Kabob pled guilty May 5th to possessing more than 500 grams of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute. Kabob, a well-known former star athlete, was busted in December after conspiring with a buddy to steal a drug shipment in hopes of getting rich. Kabob and his buddy, dressed in Honolulu police uniforms, broke into a storage locker and stole 20 pounds of meth and 8 pounds of coke. Unfortunately for Kabob, it was a setup. The drugs were fake, and his buddy was a snitch for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Still, Kabob is looking at a 10-year mandatory minimum sentence, though prosecutors said he may qualify for the safety valve if he cooperates fully. As always, there are more corrupt cops this week. Visit the Drug War Chronicle at stopthedrugwar.org.
It's my hope that you will go to stopthedrugwar.org, because then you'll be able to really make a difference when you can tell the complete truth about drug prohibition. Talk about your corruption in law enforcement. A story just broke from the Associated Press. FBI agents posing as cocaine traffickers in Arizona caught 16 current and former U.S. soldiers and law enforcement personnel who took about $220,000 in bribes to help move the drugs through checkpoints. This according to U.S. Justice Department officials. Those charged include a former Immigration and Naturalization Service inspector, a former Army sergeant, a former federal prison guard, current and former members of the Arizona Army National Guard, and the State Corrections Department, as well as a Nogales police officer. Quote, many individuals charged were sworn personnel having the task of protecting society and securing America's borders. The importance of these tasks cannot be overstated, and we cannot tolerate, nor can the American people afford, this type of corruption. This according to FBI agent Jana D. Monroe, who directs the Bureau's operations in Arizona. All 16 have agreed to plead guilty to being part of a bribery and extortion conspiracy, the result of the nearly 3.5-year FBI sting. The FBI set up the phony trafficking organization in December 2001, then lured military and police personnel with money to help distribute the cocaine or allow it to pass through checkpoints they were guarding. The FBI used real cocaine seized in other operations. The 16 suspects transported more than 1,230 pounds of cocaine and accepted more than $220,000 in bribes. According to the FBI, the cocaine, with a street value of nearly $18.5 million, never left their possession. To which I can only add, drugs are now cheaper, purer, more freely available than ever before. Quite an investment, don't you think? Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.